Editor's note: the Golden Manor redevelopment project has been removed from the agenda. Timmins, a former arena that quietly went on the market, a project going over budget and how to spend encampment funding are up for discussion at Timmins Council. After a long weekend, members are back in action tonight, February 18. Here's a look at what's on the agenda. With the City and Cochrane District Services Board, CDSB, receiving $3.1 million for encampment relief funding in January, Council needs to decide how to use the cash. The three options are being presented are: to maintain the status quo, use city-owned land at a yet-to-be-determined location to provide sheltered transitional housing for up to 40 people, and use a 40-unit complex for primary housing, with the long-term goal of relocating living space to the same location. If options 2 or 3 are pursued, the CDSB would be the lead. Read the full report here. The Golden Manor redevelopment is tracking to be over budget. An update on the project shows the project is $259,066 over the approved $116.5 million approved for it. Factoring in the anticipated interest, the total project cost could be $121.3 million. These new figures are on top of the $6.2 million added in June 2024. The presentation at tonight's meeting shows the risks at this point as being delays for furniture fixtures and equipment procurements, which would delay moving in, and undetected ceiling service interferences that could add costly construction changes. The report notes the construction manager identified minor detections in an interference review. Read the full presentation here. It's time to start considering the future of the city's outlying landfills. Staff is recommending starting the closure and monitoring plans for the rural landfills in German Township, Evelyn Township, Thornlow Township, and Robb Township. Council could also consider closing a landfill and developing a transfer station at the location, or consult with the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks about expanding a site. Should we seek to expand the landfills, this regulation would apply with significant implications for monitoring and compliance, reads the report. A verbal update on the sale of the Confederation Multi-Sports Complex is on the agenda for Coun. Bill Gavazdanovich, though no report is attached. In the council motions, there is an item to discontinue the request for proposal, RFP, to sell the former Confederation Arena. A for sale sign quietly went up in front of the building earlier this month so staff can explore if there's interest in the property. The council meeting starts at 5:30 p.m. The full agenda is available here. Watch the meeting live here.